from the birthplace of the Beatles. This is Beatlemania with Jeff.
Beatlemania with me, Jeff, here at Zest60s on DAB across Exeter and the Southwest, and also wherever you're listening right now, be it in the UK or across the globe via our website, zestradio.co.uk. But have I just kicked off a Beatles show with a band not named the Beatles? I have, but I did it on purpose. I don't think you need to be a big Beatles nerd like me to understand that the Quarrymen were what the Beatles were before they became the Beatles. And what a story that one carries. And also what a song as well. I've been lucky enough to see that performed live by Paul a number of times. He's still got it in his set to this very day. It's a special song to him. It was recorded. And the thing is with this, there's quite a few dates that swing round online. And the band Dispute, the one that was given by the fellow who actually recorded it. But it's believed to have been recorded on the 12th of July, 1958. 3 days before John Lennon's mother sadly passed away. However, that recording date, as I mentioned, is disputed by the group. The recording was made at Percy Phillips's home studio in Kensington, Liverpool, and it cost the band 17 shillings and sixpence. Now, there's something very unique about this song. If you look at the sleeve, or if you look at... I very much doubt there's anyone with an original copy of that recording that was made at Percy's house. But let's just say, for example, if you got the Anthology 1, which it featured on, if you pull out the sleeve note for Anthology 1 and have a little look at the songwriters, we're so used to seeing Lennon and McCartney, aren't we? This one, though, very, very different. McCartney and Harrison. Now, when talking about this to Mark Lewison in the Complete Beatles Recordings book, Paul said, "It says on the label that it was me and George, but I think it was actually written by myself and George just played the guitar solo. We were mates and nobody was into copyrights and publishing. Nobody understood. We actually used to think when we came down to London that songs belonged to everyone. I've said this a few times, but it's true. We really thought they were just in the air and that you couldn't actually own one." So you can imagine that the publishers saw us coming. "Welcome, boys, sit down. That's what you think, is it?" So that's why we used it in those days, because George did the solo. We figured that He wrote part of it, and I wrote the lyrics. So there you go. There's the complete detailed report from Paul himself about how that tune came about. And it's weird, isn't it? Not one mention of John. Anyway, let's move on. We have got an hour of brilliant music to play for you. If you're brand new, by the way, and you only recently discovered us, say hello, get in touch with us, let us know where you are, where you're listening. Tell us about your memories of the Beatles, stuff you'd like to hear via the website zestradio.co.uk. But if you are new, pull up a seat. Have a little listen, because what we like to do is we play some deep cuts, some tracks that you quite possibly may not have heard for quite some time, some tracks that you may never have heard before, some tunes that perhaps started as one thing and became something totally different. We go on an absolute journey for an hour each and every Sunday here at Zest 60s as part of Beatlemania. And let's continue with the music right now by getting this on.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna
lose that girl. If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
she's
mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her
I'm
kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, she's gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose. If you don't treat her right, my friend, you're gonna find her
you're
gone.
Gonna find her gone.
'Cause I will treat her right, and then you'll be the lonely
you're
one.
You're not the only one.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna
that
lose
girl.
That girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
I'll make a point of taking her away from you. What you do, yeah. The way you treat her, what else can I do? Taking her away from you, watch what you do, yeah. The way you treat her, what else can I do?
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her
I'm
kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
Cavern to the Abbey Road crossing and everywhere in between.
Asked the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a you can drive my car. Yes, I'm
Beatles and drive my car here at Z60s on a Sunday with me, Jeff. This is Beatlemania on DAB across Exeter and the South West and wherever you're listening online right now via our website, zestradio.co.uk. We like to do things very differently here at Beatlemania each and every week. As I've mentioned many a times and also at the beginning of this show, we dig deep into the Beatles archive. And of course, with us now well and truly into the festive period, almost within touching distance of Christmas, it's that time when we dig out the Beatles Christmas records. Now, if you were a big fan of the Beatles back in the 1960s, quite possibly you could have been a member of their fan club and been on the receiving end of one of these records that the boys would put together. The first one we're going to play of the festive season is the 1968 one, which was quite unique because it was the first time that the fan club disc had been recorded separately. They were all in different places. So it was recorded in November 1968 at the London homes of John Lennon, Paul McCartney, in the back of Ringo's diesel-powered removal van somewhere in Surrey. And George, I'm not too sure actually where George was, but he was there or thereabouts. These were very, very unique. It was just the lads basically having a laugh. So it's there's bits of music in it, but it's just the Beatles providing some entertainment. So sit back now and enjoy. I think it's about 6.5 minutes, but it's absolutely brilliant. It's the Beatles Christmas record from 1968.
Hello, this is a big hi and a sincere Merry Christmas from yours truly, Ringo Starr.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas this year of 1968, going on 69. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, all the best to you from here. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. From there to here, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Once upon a time, there were two balloons called Jock and Yono. They were strictly in love, bound to happen in a million years. They were together, man. Unfortunate timetable, they seemed to have previous experience, which kept calling them one way or another. You know how it is. But they battled on against overwhelming oddities, including some of their beast friends. Being in love, they clung together even more, man, but some of the poisonous monster of outdated busload of hip throwers did stick slightly, and they occasionally had to resort to the dry cleaners. Luckily, this did not kill them, and they weren't banned from the Olympic Games. They lived hopefully ever after, and who could blame them?
Well, here we are again. Another fab Christmas. Christmas time is here again. Ain't been round since last year. And we'd like to take this opportunity, all the way from America, to say Happy Christmas to you, our faithful, beloved fans all over the world who have made our life worth living. And over here I have Mr. Malcolm Evans, who's through thick and thin, would surely like to say a word of greeting at this festive occasion.
Merry Christmas, children everywhere.
At the third stroke, it will be
Ringo Starr.
Thank you. Good evening.
Hello, me dear. I didn't know you were coming.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I am, certainly am.
I would have thought so myself.
Well, if you ask me, I think it's insane.
Occasionally.
Yes, me too. Twice a week sometimes.
14 and 6.
19 and 5, Saveney, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Don't you say yes to me. I'm telling you.
It's a private line, you know.
Private line? I've been on this line for 2 years.
Well, it's my proud pleasure tonight to introduce one of the most versatile performers in our career, and he's come all the way from Stokely Carmichael's on sea. And I hope you're going to like him. Let's give him a big hand.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you.
Once upon a pool table, there lived a short-haired butcher's boy by the way of Ostergrad. It comes in scent and cesspool at Oak Airport. Her father was, in a long story cut short, in the middle of his life sentence. We're indebted to the colloquial office for its immediate disposal, our Honowitz. Including, I might add, hoc vitella virtutem. On the other hand, bag, I mean to say, l'amore nous sommes toujours realistically speaking, for this film is about an hourglass houseboat. The full meaning of Winchester Cathedral defies description. Their loss was our Gainsborough nil. The sound of a manservant tile defectively lasting barred up in a love busy Gary Dale time. How close can you get his begging every underly council originally a bad feeling
court?
We have a special guest here this evening, Mr. Tiny Tim. I'd like to ask him to say a few words.
Oh, hello to you nice Beatles. It's so wonderful. What a thrill it is talking here in Mr. Harrison's presence, Mr. Weiss's presence, and all his nice, wonderful friends. And the thing is, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all and a Happy New Year.
Oh. Would you like to sing us a little song?
Oh, I love to, Mr. Harrison. Here's a song I did in 1966 in front of Miss Jill for the first time. And I did this in Albert Hall, and what a thrill it was to do this then and now. Exactly, I did it then. Here's a...
God bless you, Tommy. God bless you.
Quite a trip, eh? And we've got more of that coming up for you next week because, of course, on next week's edition of Beatlemania with Jeff, it will be Christmas Day. So we're going to up the ante when it comes to Beatles Christmas treats. But right now, we're going to get back to a bit of normality, a tune which featured on their debut album, Please Please Me. They began writing this one backstage before their performance at King's Hall in Stoke-on-Trent on the 26th of January, 1963. They later completed it at Paul's family home, 20 Fortham Road in Liverpool. This isn't the version that appeared on the album Please Please Me. It's one that they recorded from one of the many sessions that they did for the BBC. It's The Beatles and Misery.
The world is treating me bad. Misery. I'm the kind of guy who
Harley Street to Woodstock and everything in between. This is Zest 60s.
The sun is fading away. That's the end of the day. As the June light turns to moonlight, I'll be on my way. Just one kiss and I'll go. Don't hide the tears that don't show. As the June light turns to moonlight, I'll be on my way. To where the winds don't blow and golden rivers flow, this way will I go. They were right, I was wrong. True love didn't last long. As the June light turns to moonlight, I'll be on my way.
Of the Beatles. This is Beatlemania with Jeff.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to love you?
been lucky enough to see Paul perform that tune live at some of the biggest venues across the UK, and also one of the smallest ones, a certain club called The Cavern, back in 2018. That is one story I can't wait to tell you all about. I was lucky enough to be there when Paul last played The Cavern in promotion of his Egypt Station album. But that is a story for another day. That one, Helter Skelter, a tune which was inspired by The Who. Now, when talking in the anthology book, Paul said, "I was in Scotland and I read in Melody Maker that Pete Townsend had said, 'We've just made the raunchiest, loudest, most ridiculous rock and roll record you've ever heard.' I never actually found out what the track was that The Who had made, but it got me going just hearing him talk about it. And I said to the guys, 'I think we should do a song that is something really, really wild.' And that's when I wrote Helter Skelter. You can hear the voices cracking. We played it so long and so often that by the end you can actually hear, which we have just done then, Ringo saying, 'I've got blisters on my fingers. We just tried to get it louder. Can't we make the drums sound louder?' That was really all I just wanted to do, to make a very loud, raunchy rock and roll record with the Beatles. And I think it's a pretty good one." We definitely all agree with that, don't we? Moving on, well, it's quite rocky what we're going to continue with. I love this song. It's one of their old ones that they brought back, which we saw quite a bit. I know I quote it all the time on this show, Peter Jackson's Get Back, but it's one that they sort of dragged down. No, what about One After 909? Still sounds so great to this day.
My baby says you're traveling on a One After 909. Move over, honey, I'm traveling on that line. I said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the One After 909. I'm picking up the door and I'm picking on my bed is me. You're only fooling around, only fooling around with me. I said, move over once, move over twice. Oh, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the One After 909. Pick up my bags, run to the station. Railman says you got the wrong location. Pick up my bags, run right home. Then I find I got the number wrong. Twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the One After 909.
Beatlemania and beyond.
Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. When I last night, 4:30, 50 women knocking on my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. I last night. I didn't say late for a whole had a 19 day. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it pretty.
Cavern to the Abbey Road crossing and everywhere in between.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, no, no. So tired, I don't know what to do. I'm so tired, my mind is set on you. I wonder, should I call you? But I know what you would do.
You'd say, wouldn't you wonder? It's no joke, it's doing me harm. You know I can't sleep, my brain, you know, it's 3 weeks. I'm going insane, you know. I give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind.
I'm so tired, I'm feeling so upset. Although I'm so tired, I'll have another cigarette and curse the Walter Rally. He was such a stupid get.
You'd say, wouldn't you wonder? It's no joke, it's doing me harm. You know I can't sleep, I can't stop my brain. You know, 3 weeks I'm going insane. You know I'd give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. I give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind.
We all know John absolutely loves sleeping and lying in bed for as long as possible, so it'd be easy to think that that tune was just written about John being tired after a stressful day at work, too much touring perhaps, too much stuff going on with the band. No, 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 no. That one was written 3 weeks into his stay over in India whilst he was over there, and there was a lot of things swirling around John's mind, one of which would play an important part in the rest of his life. The meditation, he said, was getting to him. He was sort of deep in meditation through the day, that once it got into the evening, he just couldn't relax, and it kicked off a little bit of insomnia. The other thing that was swirling around his head, which he sort of references in the lyrics, was a certain Yoko Ono who was on his mind. He couldn't stop thinking about her, and it's when he comes back from India when that relationship really starts to blossom. This is Beatlemania, by the way, if you've just joined us, with me, Jeff. We do it every single Sunday, 1 hour of tunes from the greatest band there ever was, here at Zest60s across Exeter and the Southwest on DAB, and wherever you're listening right now, online, zestradio.co.uk. This, as we continue, we're going from the sleepy sounds of John to very early on in their career.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I'm missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I'll be true.
close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
Street to Woodstock and everything in between. This is Zest 60s.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, we're in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot. He drew fast and shot. And Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, Rocky boy.
The birthplace of the Beatles. This is Beatlemania with Jeff.
You don't realize how much I need you. Love you all the time and never leave you. Please come on back to me. I'm lonely as can be. I need you.
said you had a thing or two to tell me. How was I to know you would upset me? I didn't realize, as I looked in your eyes, you told me, oh yes, you told me, you don't want my loving anymore. That's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. But when you told me you don't want my loving anymore, that's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. I need you. I need you.
We talked a little bit earlier on when we played I'm So Tired that it was a tune written by John with Yoko Ono on his mind. That one which we've just played, written by George about the girl that was soon to become his wife, Patty Boyd, taken from the Help album. It's I Need You here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on a Sunday. As we continue right now with this one, Don't Let Me Down.
Don't let me down.
Like she does, ooh, she does, yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does, ooh, she does, yes, she does. First time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. She really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. We'll be right back.
the cavern to the Abbey Road crossing and everywhere in between.
Next week on Beatlemania, we definitely should talk about the movie that song featured on Magical Mystery Tour, because it'll be topical. It'll be Christmas Day, and once upon a time back in the 1960s, Magical Mystery Tour, the film, featured quite heavily on the BBC's Christmas schedule, much to the delight of a lot of Beatles fans, but the shock horror of the Mary Whitehouses of the world. Anyway, that is for next week. Have yourself a great 7 days. Thank you once again for tuning into Beatlemania with me, Jeff, here on Zest60s, on DAB, across Exeter and the South West, and wherever you are listening around the world, zestradio.co.uk. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you next week for Christmas.
give me your funny paper, and in the middle of negotiations, you break down. I never give you my number, I only give you my situation. I break down.
Out of college, money spent. See no future, pay no rent. All the money's gone, nowhere to go. Any jobber got the sack. Monday morning, turning back. Yellow lorry slow.
Place of the Beatles. This is Beatlemania with Jeff.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys the things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. Tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine.
baby, buy the things you know. He buys the diamond rings, you know, she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's in love with me and I feel fine.